Hello and welcome to Lyrics of Their Life podcast, The Story Behind, where we dive deep into the origin story behind the hits you know and love. I'm your host, Adam Hampton, and in this episode, we explore the story behind Deep Purple's Smoke on the Water. Together we'll uncover the chaotic real-life event that inspired Deep Purple to write the song and how a moment of disaster related to a casino fire in Switzerland during 1971 ended up becoming the inspiration for one of rock's most iconic and recognisable anthems. We'll also take a look at how Ritchie Blackmore crafted what is arguably one of the simplest yet greatest guitar riffs ever recorded, a riff that inspired thousands around the world to pick up a guitar and begin their rock and roll journey. So without further ado, let's take a closer look at the story behind the song and how this classic rock anthem became etched into music history forever.
Prince has died at the age of 57.
This is it.
Sorry, Gary, but I was always the talented member of the band.
Keep booing, little girl. I will hit a man with glasses.
I'm really happy for you. I'm gonna let you finish. But Beyonce had one of the best videos of all time.
Former Beatle John Lennon, who was 40, was shot and killed last night outside his luxury apartment in New York.
Asbeens shouldn't present fucking awards to Gunna Be.
Leave Britney alone!
Leading up to the infamous casino fire in 1971, Deep Purple had built quite a solid reputation since their formation in 1968 in London, England, debuting with a number 4 hit in the US with a cover of Hush by Billy Joe Royal. With the original lineup consisting of longtime members Ritchie Blackmore on guitar, Ian Paice on drums, and John Lord on keyboard, with lead vocalist Ian Gillan and bass guitarist Roger Glover joining in 1969 to form the classic lineup of Deep Purple. Leading up to the casino fire, together they would release 2 hit albums, with the 1970 album Deep Purple in Rock and Fireball during 1971, where they spawned hits like Black Knight, Strange Kind of Woman, and Fireball, as well as classic Deep Purple tracks like Child in Time and Speed King, just to name a few. However, the band were practically broke at this stage and couldn't afford to go to extremes budget-wise on their next album. During late November to early December 1971, with Deep Purple's Ian Gillan battling illness related to hepatitis and jaundice, the band were forced to cancel the remainder of their US tour for 1971, just 2 shows into their US leg. With all of this time now free, Deep Purple would head off to Montreux in Switzerland in preparation to record their 6th studio album, titled Machine Head. When the band touched down in Switzerland on the 3rd of December 1971, they would be greeted by ice-cold temperatures and snow as they made their way to Montreux Casino, where they were set to record their album. During the winter months, the casino would be closed for refurbishments and used for a range of bands looking to record their albums, while over the years, it had hosted performances by legendary rock bands like Led Zeppelin, Black Sabbath, and Pink Floyd, as well as Deep Purple earlier in the year. Initially, while in Switzerland, Deep Purple started recording the album in the Rolling Stones mobile recording studio, which was essentially an expensive, highly advanced recording studio on wheels, which they had booked for 3 weeks. However, they were also booked in to begin recording inside the casino as well, where it was much warmer and accommodating, as they planned on recording here for the first time on the 5th of December 1971 and were set to have the whole place to themselves. However, these plans would soon change when the casino caught a light during the final scheduled gig of the year. It was a Saturday night on the 4th of December 1971, and Frank Zappa and the band The Mothers of Invention were on stage performing at the Montreux Casino's theatre as part of the Montreux Jazz Festival, with the members of Deep Purple in attendance in the audience. Suddenly, however, what was initially an enjoyable gig turned into a nightmare when a member of the crowd shot a flare into the ceiling during a performance of the song King Kong, as the fake bamboo and palm-like shrubs, known as a rattan, that lined the ceiling started catching a light. Initially, however, the crowd, including Deep Purple members and the band on stage, had no idea the roof was alight as they kept on playing. That was, however, until Frank Zappa noticed the fire when sparks and embers started raining down from the ceiling, as Roger Glover believes that Zappa yelled out to the audience, quote, "No one should panic, but fire!" And also jokingly saying, "Fire, Arthur Brown in person, if you'll just calmly go to the exits, ladies and gentlemen." Casino employees and management then proceeded to efficiently escort everyone to safety outside of the building, with no injuries to report, despite a number of people being rescued from the casino basement after being trapped by the fire. Glover claims that in the panic, he lost his fellow Deep Purple bandmates as he took off so fast out of the building. However, he would reconnect with them outside. Once everyone was out of the building, Roger Glover claims, quote, "Just as I came out, something exploded, and whoosh, the whole building went up in flames. The casino lit up like a flaming inferno, destroying the entire complex and the musical equipment of both the band Mothers of Invention and Frank Zappa with it. Firefighters arrived on the scene within 5 minutes and did well to help save lives. However, due to the building being largely built using wood, it went up in flames quite quickly. While the casino went up in flames, the members of Deep Purple regrouped back at their hotel just a few blocks away, as they sat at the hotel bar watching through a window as the building became engulfed in flames, before eventually dying down as a layer of thick black smoke billowed out of the building and across Lake Geneva, which sat below the casino. As the inspiration for the brilliant title of the track, Smoke on the Water, was born. As Ian said, quote, "We were sitting in this bar restaurant about a quarter of a mile from the casino, and it was blazing. The wind was coming down off the mountains and taking the smoke and flames across the lake. The casino was actually around 90 years old, having been built back in 1881. A couple of days after the fire, Roger Glover was believed to have woken up after a dream one morning and said out loud to the band, quote, "Smoke on the Water," literally thinking up the title of the song in his sleep. Ian Gillan liked what he heard and decided to start writing the song based off of their recent casino fire experience, literally detailing everything down to the Rolling Stones mobile recording studio and the flare gun that was shot at the ceiling in the lyrics, with Glover claiming the song was written in just under 15 minutes, with both Glover and Gillan spitballing lines back and forth at one another, as the classic lyrics read, "We all came out to Montreux on the Lake Geneva shoreline to make records with a mobile, yeah, we didn't have much time now. Frank Zappa and the Mothers were at the best place around, but some stupid with a flare gun burned the place to the ground. Smoke on the water, a fire in the sky." Gillan goes on in the lyrics to mention a man named Funky Claude who saved a number of children like Zappa also had. This man was actually the Montreux Jazz Festival founder, Claude Nobs, who was a hero on the day, pulling people out of the burning building before going back in to help more people. As Claude told Gibson.com, quote, Deep Purple were watching the whole fire from their hotel window, and they said, Oh my God, look what happened. Poor Claude, and there's no casino anymore. They were supposed to do a live gig at the casino and record their new album there. Finally, I found a place in a little abandoned hotel next to my house, and we made a temporary studio for them. One day they were coming up for dinner at my house, and they said, Claude, we did a little surprise for you, but it's not going to be on the album. It's a tune called Smoke on the Water. So I listened to it, and I said, You're crazy, it's going to be a huge thing. Now there's no guitar player in the world who doesn't know the riff. They said, Oh, if you believe so, we'll put it on the album. It's actually the very precise description of the fire in the casino, of Frank Zappa getting the kids out of the casino, and every detail in the song is true. It's what really happened. In the middle of the song, it says Funky Claude was getting people out of the building, and actually, when I meet a lot of rock musicians, they still say, Oh, here comes Funky Claude. The song then goes on to mention the rest of the struggle that the band endured attempting to record the Machine Head album, as they raced against the clock to get it finished, as the line, Swiss time was running out, refers to their visas expiring very soon, so they had to get it done. Deep Purple would go on to record in a number of locations following this, including the Rolling Stones mobile recording studio, which was quite expensive and cold, as it had no heating, followed by the Pavilion, where the riff for Smoke on the Water was first conceptualized by Ritchie Blackmore, only for the band to get kicked out by the local police due to noise complaints by residents, as Ian Pace recalled to The Guardian, quote, We had just started recording when there were flashing lights outside and the police arrived. The roadies managed to hold the doors shut until we'd finished the take. Then a police officer said, You must stop, you are too loud. Then finally, the band would finish the recording of Smoke on the Water and the remainder of the Machine Head album at the Grand Hotel in Montreux, which they rented out on the cheap due to it being almost empty at the time, as they utilised the hallways and stairwells as a recording space. As Gillan also told SongFacts, quote, We set the gear up in the hallways and the corridors of the hotel, and the Rolling Stones mobile truck was out back with very long cables coming up through the windows. We tried to recreate an atmosphere in a technical sense the best we could, and when we went to write the lyrics, because we were so short on material, we thought Smoke on the Water was an add-on track. It was just a last-minute panic. So the riff and backing track had been recorded on the first day as a kind of sound check. There were no lyrics. The engineer told us on the last day, Man, we're several minutes short for an album. So we dug it out, and Roger and I wrote a biographical account of the making of the record, while Gillan also claims that the reference to the red lights and old beds towards the end of the song is, quote, It was too bright in the hotel, so they put in red bulbs to solve the lighting issue. The acoustics were another problem, so they improvised sound soak by using mattresses as sound baffles. As they wrapped up recording in a number of weeks, wrapping up on the 21st of December, 1971. According to Ritchie Blackmore, it was so horrendously cold outside that they refused to go out to the mobile studio to check on the progress of songs or to see if they needed to do retakes while recording at the Grand Hotel. So instead, they just kept playing and playing relentlessly until they were personally satisfied with each and every song and had more than enough material. As Blackmore said, quote, We had the Rolling Stones mobile recording unit sitting outside in the snow, Once we got to the truck for a playback, even if we didn't think it was a perfect take, we'd go, yeah, that's good enough, because we just couldn't stand going back again. The guitar riff for Smoke on the Water, composed by Ritchie Blackmore on his Fender Stratocaster, would go on to be one of the most renowned and memorable of all time, despite its simplistic blues four-note G minor melody and essentially spawning out of a knockabout jam session with Ian Paice, with Blackmore claiming he was inspired by the opening to Beethoven's Fifth Symphony when coming up with the riff, claiming in regard to Beethoven, quote, "I owe him a lot of money." Blackmore's riff would at times be criticised, claiming he also ripped off the melody of the 1964 bossa nova song Maria Moita, composed by Carlos Lyra and Vinicius de Moura, as the intro also resembles the opening guitar riff. When speaking about the inspiration from Beethoven's Fifth Symphony, Blackmore continued, as he told MySpace Music, quote, "The riff is done in fourths and fifths, a medieval modal scale. It makes it appear more dark and foreboding, not like today's pop music thirds." While he told Fender.com, quote, "Ian Paice and I often used to jam, just the two of us. It was a natural riff to play at the time. It was the first thing that came into my head during that jam." And while Blackmore is renowned for being one of the best guitarists of all time, he would be criticised for how simple this riff was, even feeling embarrassed at the time to show his bandmates. But despite what the critics say, Blackmore would inspire generations of wannabe guitarists, giving everyone a bit of hope that they too could be a rock guitarist if they could master the simple riff, as Smoke on the Water would even be taught to beginners as one of their very first songs they would ever learn on guitar. As Deep Purple drummer Ian Paice said, quote, "The amazing thing with that song, and Ritchie's riff in particular, is that somebody hadn't done it before, because it's so gloriously simple and wonderfully satisfying." Surprisingly, the majority of Deep Purple's members thought the track was just a filler for the album, as they needed one more song to round it out, as they even left it off set lists leading into 1972, only to begin getting positive reactions when it was played live. And while bass player Roger Glover liked the song, he was nervous about it being included on Machine Head, as he thought it sounded like a drug-fueled song. While Ian Paice talked about the finishing stages of Smoke on the Water, telling The Guardian, quote, "We finished recording it on the ground floor corridor of the hotel, having raided the rooms and used mattresses to block any sound leaking, hence the line, a few red lights and a few old beds. At that point, it was just another album track. We had no idea it would become really important, but the public decide those things." Warner Brothers in Los Angeles loved it, but said it was too long for the radio. So unbeknown to us, one of their engineers cut it down to 4 minutes. The rest is history. As Deep Purple prepared to release Smoke on the Water as part of their sixth studio album, police began the search for the man responsible for burning the casino to the ground. And while an alleged suspect was named, being a Czechoslovakian named Zdeněk Spiker, they were never able to track him down, as he fled both the scene and the country. The casino, on the other hand, would be rebuilt on the same site and reopened to the public in 1975, with it occasionally holding shows and the Montreux Jazz Festival, as well as having its very own recording studio, known as Mountain Studios. On March 30th, 1972, Deep Purple released the album Machine Head, becoming the band's most commercially successful album of all time, as it would peak at number one in 8 countries, including the UK, Australia, and across parts of Europe, while also reaching number 7 in the US, selling around 9 million copies worldwide. The album would be classed as a classic, including popular songs like Highway Star, Space Truckin', and of course, Smoke on the Water. The following year, Smoke on the Water would be officially released during May 1973, and despite being the classic headbanging tune we all know well today, it actually wasn't that big of a hit commercially. It did, however, reach number 2 in Canada, 4 in the US, and 7 in South Africa. However, it slumped to number 54 in Australia, despite being a radio mainstay over the years, and wouldn't chart in the band's home of the UK until the year 1977, where it peaked at number 21. As a single, it would sell 2 million copies worldwide, and it today stands at over 640 million streams on Spotify, which is Deep Purple's most streamed song of all time. The song itself is a masterpiece, with Blackmore's incredible riff, accompanied by Ian Paice's hi-hat tapping, followed by John Lord on the organ, Roger Glover with his sassy but thumping bass guitar riff, and then rounded off with Ian Gillan's soaring rock vocals. The 1971 Casino Fire and the song Smoke on the Water would leave quite a lasting effect on Montreux, with the track being honoured with a sculpture displaying the song's lyrics and song notes, as it would be erected, lining the casino side of the Lake Geneva shoreline. However, it would be removed much later in 2017. In the year 2003, Smoke on the Water would feature in the iconic Jack Black film, School of Rock, as well as a load of other movies and TV shows over the years. While in 2004, Rolling Stone magazine would rank the song number 434 on the 500 Greatest Songs of All Time list, while Q magazine ranked the song number 12 on the 100 Greatest Guitar Tracks, and it came in at number 4 on Total Guitar magazine's list of greatest guitar riffs. On June 3, 2007, Kansas City radio station KYYS organised a Guinness World Record attempt to have 1,721 guitarists play Smoke on the Water simultaneously, with entrants joining the attempt from all over the world. A record would be set, however, just months later, it would be broken in India with 1,730 guitarists playing Knockin' on Heaven's Door. This also happened to be the second time the record was set for Smoke on the Water, with the first taking place back in 1994 in Vancouver, Canada. Later in 2009, a third attempt was successful, with 6,346 guitarists playing together in Wrocław, Poland, only for the current record to be held in the same place, but to the song Hey Joe by Jimi Hendrix. While further down the track in 2017, the Grammys would induct the song into their Grammy Hall of Fame. Most recently, on the 8th of July 2024, Deep Purple performed Smoke on the Water at the 58th Annual Montreux Jazz Festival on a stage situated in the middle of Lake Geneva, marking an epic return to the site of the 1971 Casino Fire that inspired the song, as a smoke machine and fireworks recreated the tragic scene mentioned in the classic song, as Smoke on the Water rang out across the lake. Smoke on the Water and Deep Purple in particular have been incredibly influential to a range of big-name artists over the years, inspiring the likes of Queen guitarist Brian May, Eddie Van Halen, Metallica drummer Lars Ulrich, Def Leppard vocalist Joe Elliott, and bands like Motorhead, Aerosmith, Motley Crue, Soundgarden, and Wolfmother, just to name a few. And trust me, there are tons of bands and musicians that cite Deep Purple, and in particular Smoke on the Water, as highly influential on their careers. Despite Deep Purple taking a break from 1976 to 1984, today, 57 years on since they first performed together, Deep Purple continue to rock, performing live for millions of fans across the globe. And while classic members 71-year-old John Lord and Richie Blackmore, age 80, are no longer part of the band, Ian Gillan, now 80, Roger Glover, 79, and Ian Paice, 77, continue to keep the legacy alive, as they continue to play Smoke on the Water to this very day, as it remains one of the greatest and most iconic rock songs ever created. A song that not only defined them as a band, but also captured a historic moment in Montrose history. And thanks to Smoke on the Water, along with countless other classics, Deep Purple would go on to become true legends of rock music, cementing their place alongside the likes of Black Sabbath, Led Zeppelin, and Queen as one of the greatest bands the world has ever seen. And that wraps up this episode of Lyrics of Their Life podcast. Thank you all for tuning in, and I hope you enjoyed the show. If this is your first time tuning in to our show, don't forget to hit the follow or subscribe button so you don't miss our future episodes. And if you're really enjoying the show, a quick rating or review on Spotify or Apple Podcasts goes a long way in helping us to grow. If you would like to follow the podcast, you can find us on Instagram, Facebook, X, and TikTok at Lyrics of Their Life Podcast, or on our website at lyricsoftheirlife.com for updates and more. If you'd like to support the podcast further and help keep episodes like this coming, you can head over to my Patreon at patreon.com/lyricsoftheirlifepodcast, or you can buy me a coffee over at buymeacoffee.com/lyricsoflifepod. Every bit of support means the world to me and helps make episodes like this one possible. Whether you're a long-time listener or just discovering the show for the first time, thank you for being here and supporting the show in whatever form that comes in. Thanks again for listening. I'm your host, Adam Hampton, and this is Lyrics of Their Life.